No, no, I don't know any way how to be madlis. Shemir Shabbos is also the Isser. I don't see a way how to be madlis. They quote the Pasuk. I'm looking for help. Why should we be mutter to walk around with the mukts in your pocket without an ear? How can you explain it? You'll tell me tzitzit b'gufa, but we know better than that. Because tzitzit already pointed out that the whole head is with what? Only kilachayad. Right? And this is not kilachayad. Having a wallet in your pocket is less than kilachayad. It's perfectly normal. So otherwise, if he does quote a machlokes, and he says that the masimas are tzitzit, not... No, no, I don't know any way how to be madlis. Shemir Shabbos is also the Isser. I don't see a way how to be madlis. They quote the Pasuk. I'm looking for help. Why should you be mutter to walk around with the mukts in your pocket without an ear? How can you explain it? You'll tell me tzitzit b'gufa, but we know better than that. Because tzitzit already pointed out that the whole head to do with what? Only kilachayad. Right? And this is not kilachayad. Having a wallet in your pocket is less than kilachayad. It's perfectly normal. So otherwise, if he does quote a machlokes, and he says that there's mastimas atoitzis, mashma, you don't have to have a view, I don't understand. Maybe they can be right from stimas atoitzis. Stimas atoitzis, they're talking about the question of bosses over here, that's not the issue of what do you do if it's not a boss. We already learned that before, we already know that, that whenever it's not a boss, you have to worry about the possibility of requiring the view. But they discuss it over here. Yeah. No. So. No, I can't do near. Whatever I have, nothing which is not a bus, I'm told, do near. You can't do near. You can't. Look, even if you can't do near because you're afraid you're gonna break the spoil the kalim or break the chavis, something of this nature, even then you don't have to do near. Kavachayim pants, there's no way you can shake off the kiss. The kiss is sewed onto your pants. So when you can't do near, then you're allowed to go with it. But the while, if you can easily shake out, just turn the pants upside down, shake, and we go out. So I don't see how, what the floor of anyone who's naked over here is. I don't know. Rambam's Mefurish requires near. And no Rishon said Mefurish for carrots. Stima. I'm saying. More than the stimas, yeah? He quotes over here. I ain't saying you should hokiach me a torah surah for this. Oh, you're right. His stimas are shulchan aruch. I misread it. This is the Shulchan Aruch of Stima. He said, Tosin Rashba Mefurish. I didn't see Mefurish. I was looking at the key right now. It's hard to figure out. But it's what the Svara is. That's what I don't understand. It should go all the rules that we had before. It should require me. Oh. Let's take a look at those up in the Gemara. There's Mordechai, Simin, Tov. Page Ayin Vov. It talks about a candle which was hanging on the back of a door. Candle. He's talking a little about the candles of Mavir and Mechaber, which we're not going to get into that. It's not a topic for now, for sure not. But what about the problem of Mukhtasa? Right over here, he says, Yesh Lomar, some say, Ein Lahachis, the Yosef Yerachos Tiltul Haner, Yesh Lomar, the Ne'ilas HaDeles Lo Choshev Tiltul Haner. One, two. The Gablo Nata Bosses the Ner, the Choshev Ubotel Legabe HaBayis, Velo Legabe HaNer. End quote. Mordechai says in the Simon Tov, the last few lines, it's around 4 or 5 lines above where it says Tov Aleph. That's the quote of the Mordechai. What's he saying? Why is it a bus? It's failus. Good. So we already learned that if the door will be considered the secondary part of the house, very nice. According to the Rashba that we passed like in Mishnah Berurah, we were in our most Mashmah that way. So the house is not a bus. But the door itself should be. The same as the pocket is a bus, not the pants. Shouldn't we have the following parallel? You have a house and a door, and you have a wagon and a wheel, and you have pants and a pocket. So the Rashba holds that the bigger unit is not a bus, but the small unit is. So let's say that the door should be a buses, even though the door is secondary to the house, the same as the pocket of the buses, although it's secondary to the pants, and the wheel of the bus, though it's secondary to the carriage. Yeah.
What
would you do with a wheel without that if you didn't have a carriage? Spin your wheels. So you can use the door to play a stickball again. You can always find a way. You don't have any power to read that purpose. I don't know. That's the problem. Maybe you mean different. Yeah? It doesn't happen. But then the question is, we follow the Rashi, we'll have the Pasuk against them. That's not going to be very good. Because people we mentioned before have things hanging up on the back of their doors.
You mentioned outside doors. Why are the doors in general?
It's not called moving. Maybe that's going to be the other source. That's the other point. You have two scores at the moment. You're not called moving. It would be even a bigger Kiddush. When you move the door, since the door is part of a Mechubal Karaka. We spoke about the laws should sparkle, so why the laws should not sparkle? Why can't I get up with a door shut? So what do we say? Because the door is considered part out, and it's not called moving. So that'd be an extra additional chiddush for saying over the door. Not only is the door not called moving, but anything that's just hanging on the door is also not called moving that. I would have said this svara if I open a door. So I'll peep in the door, though it's moved physically, it's not called moving. Because it's mechuba. But if I have something hanging on the door, that's not mechuba. It's not nailed in, it's just hanging loosely over a cliff, over a some kind of a peg. I would have said, that you are moving, but it appears it's moving. You get the impression, perhaps over here, that it's not even good moving that. We discussed what people have on the back of their door, they have, say, a pencil shop. We have on the back of a door in the pantry. You see that? Kids have their pencil shop, they say, can we use that one? We should probably not there anymore. But it was so hot, so what's the child? That's also mechub. I can hear the pants from mechub. It's glued in, nailed in. Okay, well, the door's also only on a hinge. So it's a micro hinge. Well, let's say people have it in a closet, in a linen closet, they may have a peg or hook. And on that is attached a piece of a vacuum cleaner or some other kind of thing which people hang on these kinds of doors. That is covered by mechub. So the Gemara is saying a Kiddush Gadol that moving the door is not called moving, then even moving the nair was on a chuba. But even moving the nair, which is on a cup, which is not a chuba, the cup wasn't a chuba, they had a cup which probably went in some kind of a receptacle. The receptacle may have been nailed to the door. Shooting the cup probably came in and out. Can't imagine they went there with a jug to the door and filled it up there. I presume they went to the receptacle. That is not even moving now. That's a bigger Kiddush. Maybe that's what he's saying in the other Svar. But you're right, but he said two different Svars. What's the other Svar? What's the driver of the other Svar? What's he saying? Maybe he means it's false. Maybe it's false. Mentioned last time, again based on the Tosfos, Mem Zayin, something which is insignificant, relatively insignificant, does not create any bus whatsoever. A few prutas, the first time Mevatel was holding to a few prutas. Maybe what the Mordechai is saying is that we don't view the door as a separate unit. We view the door as part of the entire house. This is a big deal. So we view the door as part of that. Let's view the wheel as part of the wagon. We'll view the kids as part of the pants. Yeah, you're right. In a phenomenon. In that respect, you do. But the money which you put on the wheel is not considered trivial with respect to the wagon or with respect to the pants. But perhaps we can say with respect to the entire house, the door is part of the house. With respect to the entire house, whatever you put in the back of the door, the candle, not money, the candle, is considered trivial with respect to the house itself. Not with respect to the door. Maybe the Mordechai is saying, since we discussed the entire house as such, so then the candle is considered so trivial with respect to the entire house, there's no dinner bus whatsoever.
Depends
where you buy a pen.
And part two, you play that
trivial. I don't know. I mean, how true have to be? In other words, it's considered like nothing. So I guess $500 suit, $5 bill, it's bundled with mayor, nothing. But $20 bill in an old suit that means that there's no market value, so maybe it's not so trivial. Yeah? Right.
Now, in comparing the relative value between the Dabar HaMuksa and the larger...
That's what I'm suggesting. Maybe that's what you mean. Well, let's read it again.
Now, that affects to the intermediate thing also.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. But maybe I'm wrong. But I'm trying to figure... Let's read the language one more time. First says, is the Nila Sardelas Lo Choshev Tiltel Aner. That's the first one we said. It's not considered moving it at all. Then he says, the Gam Lo Naaseh Bosses the Ner. The choshiv ubotil legabe habayis, the low legabe haner. What does that mean? So this door
is the door is not serving the candle. The door is serving the candle.
Because the door is, what do you want? You want the door to be toppled to the candle. The door has another allegiance. Its allegiance is to the house. So the door is its allegiance to the house. Renders that little candle on it to garnish. I mean, that's what I think maybe. Huh? Not serving it at all. You're saying not considered viewed as serving as the other thing is viewed as you're not. You're saying we don't view it as serving the nair at whatsoever. That's your saying, John. That's what the word says. That's what the mindset is. That's what. Yeah. Been serving the chum.
Similar idea.
Okay. Good. Of course, the question will be Lamaisa. Let's say you have a door, and you have not a candle. We don't have candles on the back of our doors. But let's say you have in the back of the door, you have vacuum cleaner bags, things of this nature. People leave things in the back of the door. Let's say you assume. So the question is, what's the hefker? Should we consider the hefker to be a kind of a tiltul min atzad, as some do, or some different hefker, nafkamina, efshlanah? Let's say, for example, I have these bags, and I can just give them move them, let's say, get rid of them, and I can open and close the rest of the Shabbos. Are you required to do so, or not? So the Shmira Shabbos Kofasa in footnote. Reish Mem Tef suggests that you are required to do so. Let's see. He says like this. He gives two reasons over here why I'll read it to you. He says, Dela Shalora and Shabai Shetala Bachabit's books in Adelas Neseris within Botis, Umutu the Post for the Sogra, Bezos Mishim Shahashuvi Adelas. For he meikah or an arbeitz, the ain't even tailor the gabbai amukz to shetoli bo. Who could delay al sif nun dalit? What sif nun dalit? Sif nun dalit. He writes, if it's no chashivas, he puts a penny in a drawer. A penny is nothing. He writes over here as well. That's the davar amukza is considered secondary. You can't say that the door is bottled to it. But let's just say like this. The reason why the door is not bottled to it is the door is serving the house. And therefore that makes part of the house and the house not bottled to it. That's what he said. That's the reason he prints on top. It's Siv Ayin Dalet. And the footnote, Reish Mem Tes, is another reason. It's considered Mechubal Lekark. It's not called Tiltul at all. And he quotes from the Alter Rebbe, which is a Nafkamina, which is the two reasons. Another Nafkamina, he says, according to the Tom Rishon, which is, I think is what he said on top, Chayim Lanayim. Because it's considered moving. Right? Chayim Lanayim. Only thing is, it's no din of buses. But so what? We keep saying, even if it's not a din of buses, the year should be done whenever it's possible. According to the second reason he says, namely, that it's considered Bechubu Lekarka, it's not considered Tiltul Klal. So therefore, there's no need to be Menayim. There's an extra Kiddush. Not only, but this thing over here is Shetolah Bochevitz Muksa. I don't think he doesn't say it's Mechubala. So he's not, he's making an extra Kiddush. You're not even considered moving the cup, which is in the Mordechai sense. The basis for this footnote in the Mordechai, which you mentioned earlier. That's a very big kiddush. Now, what will happen in the following situation? You have money in a drawer. The Mishnah Berurah quotes, it's going to happen. Really going to happen in real life. You have money in a drawer, so does the drawer become a basis to the money or not? So the Mishnah Berurah in Sukkot Lamed says yes. The drawer is considered to be a basis for the money, but the table is mutar. We don't ask for the entire table. Why? It's a basis for the davar ha'asr or the davar ha'mutar. What's the davar ha'asr? What's the davar ha'mutar? The davar ha'asr is the money. The davar ha'mutar is the drawer. So it's the table. Table, the basis of the davar ha'asr is the money. The davar which is the drawer, and it's quoted by the Mishnah Berurah from the Chayyadam. The Mishnah Berurah is the Sifkot Lamed Aleph, and the end of the Tzarachim. The Tzarachim. This is the very end of Sukkot and Lamed Aleph. I thought it really is a Tzarachim. Isn't it true that the drawer is itself a basis and therefore should be also? True, we have before Machlokas, the Mogan Aram, and the Rivash. That's if you have a third thing, a cause of a Shlishi. I have a challah. Is a challah required to be more kosher than the Shemen, Rivash? Not to be more kosher than the Shalhevet, Mogan Aram. But I got Lichvash, the Malki, my boy. Remember the young? That the drawer which is usher, our bus is going to be the thing which is a divine head that more chashuv than the money? That we don't find. I thought it really was a Torah thing. I thought that that's a great question. Okay. We'll stop here. There's more to be said, but now that the time for Tolle, we should come and please don't leave before taking some more resignations on a position for me. Okay, Monday we're looking for volunteers. In any area, either book so or go the next day. Please have someone speak to me if you can. Figure out what the halacha is in all these machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. How do we pass? So the Gemara seems to say halacha Rabbi Shimon except for muktzah machmas iser. What muktzah machmas iser? Ner should leave above Osir Shabbos. So it means when it comes to a ner with a lit on Shabbos, we pass on the chumrah. What do we pass on the chumrah? Is we pass the legal discussion? Bottom line. That means since there was muktzah ben hashmashus, it took for the entire Shabbos. So we do pass the legal discussion. You know, Shimon seems to deny it, but the Gemara is still here mafurish, and that's what's not saying. But this is the exception. Muktzah nachas is a muktzah nachas is simply the legal discussion. That it was inaccessible ben hashmashus ben iser, which is kibbutz, and therefore became also for the entire Shabbos. Post the end of the kuda, however, we're going iser the zake be a diamond. So ner should leak above the osa shabbos. So stay in the condition. So the only time we pass the new katzoy is in a case in which there was the chia b'yadayim. And this is true lahalokha lemaise. For example, Simon Shin Yud Chesed Bey, the case is discussed, a person was very sick and they had to shech to him on Shabbos. Mutna, Kuch Nefesh. And the son of there who's not sick, can he eat that meat? In a raw state, whatever. Can he eat the meat or not? The Shulchan Aruch passes mutter. Mutter. How can it be mutter? But there was muktzah machmas iser, and he says shchita be a ben hashmashos. And there's no difference whether the person got sick before, or if they're on Shabbos, we're going to that whole fast, not to still be in the pool. So the answer is that we don't accept nigu diskatzor, we don't accept muktzah machmas iser, and that's the case of iser should dachi be a dying. That's our law. We pass when it comes to Nair, Reish, Ayin, Kesef, Aleph, of course, we pass on the Chushma. This is the most important Chushma of Chushma's life. But the leftover oil is awesome. You would not give you a day. You would lift the fire with the candle before Shabbos. You took this oil and you pushed it aside to the bottom. So Even though the Yisr no longer exists, the fire went out, the Mukhtar nonetheless. However, in the case of an animal, the animal wasn't touched at all. You weren't dope for the animal to your diet. So if some of the sick and the chef the animal, then it's Mukhtar everyone to eat it, you don't accept the Kakadar of Mukhtar in that kind of a case. Now, yeah. When did the cholera become sick? If the cholera became sick and dried it, then maybe you'd be right. Let's see if I can find the lesson of the Shekinara. Hashokhet, Mishabeth, the cholera, Bein Shekhola, Me'etzel, Bein Shekhola, Hayom, etc. Mutra Borodach, and the Yankees. That's not true. You didn't do something, you didn't help them fry it. So it was not happening. You think if you fry it, someone's going to get sick? No. The animal is meandering around. You know, thinks it's going to have a long life. That's what we think too. We'll still get sick. Back to the chef. So it's the same book, it's not missing. The only thing which is lacking is not that could be a diet. Fine?
What about this? The reason why the browser is still
out there, that's a question which someone alluded to one of the Chaburus. I forgot who. There was a Tosi Shanim about it. You did? Whoever it is, that's a shadid. Boss is a separate category. Whereas boss is simply mukta nachas isid. Isid being isid tilta. Isid tilta itself generates a nigga discussion. If that is to be the case, which some of course understand, there's no kasha. It's also be called dachi v'yadayim. You put this there. It didn't happen by itself. Presumably you put it there. In most cases, boss is you put it there. One knows someone that it's spelled there by an angel put it there. Spelled there by a mistake. I don't know. Maybe that would be the case. Shachar. Anyway, in most cases, we assume that it could qualify. Because if you would insist that bus is simply an example of the general category of Muksa Machasissa, and presumably we hold that you need Dicha Biyadai, so you'll have to say it's Toma Dicha Biyadai. Good. Fine. Now, the question is as follows. Interesting question. So we pass on the Maisa, Lo Dachi Biyadai, is Mut. Why? Is that because even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that it's mutter? Rabbi Yehuda and Tana, who Oxford of Shimon, agrees that it's mutter? Or no? Rabbi Yehuda himself holds that this is Isa Nigel Diskatsoi, even without Dachi Bidayim. But although the Gemara here at the Kufnun Zion said we patna Rabbi Yehuda against Rabbi Shimon in general, as far as Nigel Diskatsoi, it didn't mean we patna Rabbi Yehuda all the way. To make a split psak, Rabbi Yehuda would ask even low Dachi Bidayim. But we accept it only by Dachi Biyadayim. So this, you know, a shayla, which is called theoretical, right? It doesn't make a difference. We know what the luck is. The luck is we pass it as only also with Dachi Biyadayim. But I want to know, is that because even Rabbi Yehuda limits his chumrah to a case of Dachi Biyadayim? Or is that no, Rabbi Yehuda himself holds it's also below Dachi Biyadayim? Because we don't pass like him in that far. Huh? Could be not going to be on. Okay, could be. Well, no, I don't think so. Because we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, we have a pass like Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, maybe we'll come up for discussion. So how'd you learn? You must learn the sugya, you haven't learned Karakira. You took a bechina. So how'd you learn? What's pshat? Which one is it? Yeah? Yeah, the wrong daf. It's not on the bottom. My research shows. What that?
Man-Mans.
It wasn't there. I have a closest. Might become a beauty of the rise of the Alley of the Chodesh or the Russian. No. It's a different one. contrary to the pasuk. Well, the elder pasuk, Rabbi Yehuda, Haina b'Hadlika b'Avos for Shabbos. The impression is for Karet. Rabbi Yehuda would ask, he asked all the time. We only pass like that. Right. That's what doing Lashon Tosfos. Right. That's an
impression.
We don't, Rabbi Yehuda holds it all, in every case, he will not die. We don't accept that part. That's what the Magen Mishnah says. The Magen Mishnah says on the Purish that Tosfos the Diyah, the Magen Mishnah is in Karet Beit HaLach HaTes. But the Dan, the Kaimel, and Krab Shimon, Ein Mukhs of the Shabbos, Ha'la Mukhs Machas Yisrim, Shadok of Yadayim Goner. Not a behemoth. That's the case. Like explaining the difference between Rabbi Yehov. We pop like a shipment. The other guy muted himself and shot the chol of the Shabbos, so a bori could not eat the meat. So if you don't pop, then you all the way. That's the chlor of the magish of the famish. And you're right. Tosfos the Mashmah Rabbi Yehov and Haman base. Correct.
You see, he says that you that's not really at all.
But the Gemara's expression over here on that meant Kuflun Zayin and Beis. The Gemara says Mefurish that what? Halacha Rishim Levam Yomuk Tzumachas Hisu Hisu Amaniu Derech and Dikim Abba Ozer Shabbos. Right. So Rishim, we don't. Rishim is matter. We don't accept. Obviously, it sounds like Rabbi Yehuda.
It sounds like the Magen Mishnah is saying that it's impossible that Rabbi Shimon has it all out like that. Since you pass the Rabbi Shimon, don't accept that food all the way.
No. Since we pass the Rabbi Shimon, that's why we can have the behemoth, the Chol of the Shabbos. That's what we pass the Rabbi Shimon. In that regard, of a mukta, machmach, is a shalom that Rabbi Yehuda. If it's that, then we pass the Rabbi Yehuda. Lo that, then we don't pass the Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda himself would answer it. If you look at the Ran, however, the Ran in that Samach on the Bay is in our print. He seems to indicate to the contrary. He seems to say that even Rabbi Yehuda himself would agree that if lo dakim yodayim, there would not be also b'toras mukt. The only one who looks about is indicating dakim yodayim. That's the mashmos of that Ran. So it seems to be disputed among the Rishonim on this Bakul. I think it's a mistake, and it's something a typo in the Mishnah Berurah. But there's so many new Mishnah Berurahs out, and so no one's being Oros. We found a super new Mishnah Berurah. There's so many different editions. Every week a new edition comes out. And I'm quite clear it's a typo, but I didn't see anyone to be Oros. In this Shin Yud Ches, Sin Kot Ches. That's what the Mechabes says, Ashochet and Shabbos Lechola. Bein Shechola Metzel, Bein Shechola Hayom. So we say it's mutter lebara level. Well, not shechola hayom. So the Mishnah Berurah, we don't say that in this case migu diskatzoi. Why not? Do'anan kaimel kerb shimin. Okay. Listen to this carefully. Do'anan kaimel kerb shimin. The less low mutter elahechi the dachim yadayim. Go ner shaliku olo goes to Shabbos dachim yadayim. That line as it reads indicates that Rabbi Shimon would hold that there is also Zachi B'Yadayim. It's against the Gemara. Can't be. The way which the Brewer reads, it says that we pass the Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold Mutza, right? Except for the case of Ner, which is Zachi B'Yadayim. But Keret, most of Rabbi Shimon denies Mutza in that case also. Simple typo. The ink just didn't come down far enough. But the less low mukta should be the less long mukta. That's what it means. Okay, I don't think so. So the I think it's just a typo. Instead of a low, it should be long. I don't want to be technical, but if he's speaking Aramaic, if he wanted to say him, it should have said less lay mukta, not less low mukta. But I didn't find all the new dishes. There's so many new ones. Someone find for me. Someone should be nervous. Now, what kind of typing mistakes and so much are wrong? Because the Hagos are wrong. No, I know there was one place. I already forgot where it is. It was one of the new Mishnah Berurahs, and the Mishnah Berurah was commotions. I or something like that. I think when they try to make some kind of correction, they put an I instead of an Aleph. It was already burned up before. If it was a correction, it could also be the same. But in this case, I don't just so much of put it on instead of above, I think, otherwise it doesn't read correctly. Okay. This is all Muktzah Machmas is. What about, this is a very tricky, today I want to just end with one little topic which I don't know the right answer to. Maybe you can help me out and try to discuss it yourself. Someone mentioned everything once in one of the Chaburas, maybe at the very beginning. I don't remember who. Muktzah Machmas Chesaron Kis. Erbenish Mashut was Chesaron Kis. And now, something changed. Now, two things can change. Your mental state can change, or something physical can change. Were you still there? First time. You mentioned it. Oh, good. It was already mentioned twice. So, what's the halacha in such a case? Do we say that no, once the Muktzah Machmas Chesaron Kis and Ben HaShemash is finished? Or do we say, no, it's a possibility that it can become Ois Muktzah? That's the question. Machmas Chesaron Kis. That's the question. That's what I want to discuss. Chesaron Kis. What's it in? So the Mogen Avraham writes as follows: Simon Shin Ches if caught in your test. The Mizayish Lilmo do Adin Kalim on Muktzim Shenishbu v'Shabbos Afal Gav the Ach of Ein Muktzim Asurin Ayin Sifal. So the Mogen Avraham says Migu Diskatzoi, and therefore Migu Diskatzoi finished. So apparently he holds that it's considered Dachi B'Yadayim. It would be Dachi B'Yadayim, the Mechaber Pasuk and the Purush, you don't say Migu Diskatzoi. So apparently he's working with the Pashas, unless we'll say that there's a distinction between Muktzah Machmas Isser, which required an additional dimension of Dachi B'Yadayim. And Chesaron Kis is a separate category. You know, Dachi Tant doesn't even come into play. Perhaps, one might suggest. It would be Kiveger, on that Mogen Avraham. Mogen Avraham is derived from Delos. Delos. In other words, it's still going to come back. And that's why it's us. Aval b'kli shem muktzah machmas chesaron kis shenishbar b'shabbos broke the after omer the melacha acheres lo having muktzah elo l'Rav Yehuda mitam migu diskatzoi ben hashmosh. Ulurab Shimin Shori Kimavua Rej Beta Vazel Dina Lakaman Rej Tim Tom Kufan. So Rabbi Kivega seems to be noted that it's something which is collegiate maps and circus breaks on Shabbos. He seems to say that it's mutter, he seems to be saying it's mutter lahaloch, even though according to Abidu would be also Altsmigo Diskatsoi. But Rabbi Kivega seems to be mutter lahaloch based on Tom Kufan. Not just talking theoretically of the Kivega, it's not a Rishu Chidush, it's a Hagos Mishavanor. But now the Kivega is actually Matir. I'm sorry. No, what I think he's driving it is that although we pass the Gabiru, we only pass the Gabiru, what? Dachi B'Yadayim. Right? Like the Magad Mishnah said. Right? Like the Mishnah Berurah quote. It's like Dachi B'Yadayim. But this presumably would not be considered Dachi B'Yadayim. And therefore, if it breaks on Shabbos and it's no longer only for its special delicate status of Chesaron Kis, so then it would be mutter. Sheva Shemira Shabbos Pilchas Perek Chav Ha'orah Ayin Ches. See, on top he says Muktzah Machmas Chesaron Kis and Nishber B'Shabbos V'Shuv Ein Bala Machmas Lo Lishdamish Lo Shimash Acher. That's the Mogen Avraham. Okay? Who's the source? Mishnah Berurah, right? That's the Mogen Avraham, etc. I know the Chagos of Bekiva Eger. Okay? And then he goes on, one second. Quite a long arrow, one second. It's quite a lengthy hour. This is the shayla, whether Rabbi Kivega is the matter of Lamaisa or not. But anyway, it's a shayla, the question in this kind of case. That's the case where it breaks. There is an actual physical action was done, actually broke. But the question is, in Rabbi Kivega, it makes a reference to from the Long Rambam made a reference to look back at Sif Aleph. So what's in Sif Aleph? Shin Ches Sif Aleph, the opening Sif in Hilchos Muksa. Sif and Shin Ches Sif Aleph, what's there? Tells you that everything is Kol HaKel, Kol HaShabbos, Chutz in Muksa, Mavis, Vesor, and Kis. So it starts. And we know that also on Shabbos, Vesor, and Kis. Said the Bikivege, the opening of Bikivege, Shin Ches. In B'Shabbos Ritzono Shalol HaHachzik Or HaSak in Lemilu. One of the examples of Sak in Lemilu. So all of a sudden I decided to make a mental decision on Shabbos. From now on I'm going to use this Sak in to cut fruits. Okay. I'm going to buy myself a new Lemilu knife. Let's say you realize now on Shabbos needs a Lemilu knife. So he's going to use it to cut fruits and buy a Lemilu knife. What's it then? Yesh Loma. The B'Zen is Stalek HaKzos and Mutter. By the Kaimelon B'Shabbos Kerem Shim, keep saying. Lo Amina Migu Diskatzori. What do you mean Lo Amina? I we pass him, do Amina together, but keep saying we don't pass the Kerem Shim. I mean, we do pass him, we don't pass the Migu Diskatzori. What does he mean? Presumably he means the less Zaki Vyadai. The second time we have Biki Vegas to say we pass him, we deny Migu Diskatzori. Once we accept Migu Diskatzori. So my impression from Biki Vegas is that we only accept Migu Diskatzori by Zaki Vyadai. First, it's good for Zaki Vyadai. And presumably, that Chesaron is not in that category. But the problem is, if Esker B'Kiveger, Eladim Kane, gave Mutal and Tzorach Makomo, Ach bi Ode Shemachziko Lemila, Keva the Yesh Lomokum Hete Levatlak to Oso, I am Ashikasatu Yel Sigurisha and Test, Mokan Abraham, you base Begillion, and Sukotin Test Begillion. Whoa. So the Kiveg is now in a bind. If you're going to tell that the mental decision is enough to be moderate, then he suggests it should be moved even before you made the mental decision. So whenever you have the ability, or just with a thought of the brain, to suddenly make it mutter, then it should perhaps be moved even before you made the mental decision. That's what he's asking.
He means approve the entire institution of presentation.
No.
Saying once you're going to get a meal.
No. If I have, make it a difference. If I have a Mila knife, and I can insist on maintaining it for a Mila knife, right? So the Kiveg is barred like this. If I have the ability to make a decision to make it mutter by using it to peel fruits or to cut fruits, break the Kiveg, and then even before you make a decision, it should be mutter. Then you're asking the kasha. So what do you have? So when's that going to be awesome? Let me read it one more time. Kivega says, if that's the case, Eladim Kenye Mutla Latorak Makomo, Ach the O Chemav Ziko Lemila, came in the age of Mokom Hetel of Atalax also, and he brings, what's the source?
He's only talking about what you picked up with Lemila. I'm not going to have a question, which is possible to figure out the whole. He's talking this class of Yisra, the second of Lemila, which you have it in your hand, and you're now Mutla Latorak Makomo.
No. After Ochevam Ziko in his hand, in his head, not in his hand. Lemila, came in the Eishlam Mokom head to Levat Lakta also. And it gives you two other Mamakams. One of them is one we just saw, Sifkot Yutes. But that's different. Sifkot Yutes, what did he say? If it breaks, right? If it breaks, that doesn't prove anything, right? Proves nothing. But he goes to another source. Ayin mashvasav to the yel simin reish ayin tes. Look at in reish ayin tes, and what does it say there? What does it say in reish ayin tes? The Mogan Avraham Sifkot Yud Beis. So he tells you, look. The question: what do they mean? Because if Kiveg himself asks, it's against. Against the Furish of Tosfos. What's his Tosfos? Bates are not Bates. Ein Bevakim, Tavim Bukts of Machas Vesor and Kis. There's a Bechivega. Vare Atta Sherosa Levakol Leitzim, Bevatla Mehaktos of the Binyan. Vafilu Hoki, Ab, Yerav Meiros, which we have Shimas, I'm not sure who it is. Vetzorach Le'iyun Godel. So Rabbi Kivega is not sure what's going on over here. In this kind of a case, a person makes a mental decision. He wants to change the use of Shabbos. If it's Mutter, it doesn't count. doesn't seem to come to a conclusion. Doesn't come to a conclusion. Doesn't come to a conclusion at all. So he suggests that maybe a mental decision won't help. You need a meiser. Ain't not shoving what's here with a meiser. Go to that whole discussion. Of course, it's a good tutorial, so lengthy discussion in Rebbe Kivay. Maybe you need an action. If it broke, it broke. But if it's just a decision that you've made in your own mind to use it for other uses now, that might not suffice. That's what he suggests. Question is, yeah, I'm sorry, Sean. So what's the source for that? Well, that's a good question. What's the source for that? Okay. Where do you get it from? So you got it from Reish Ayin Tes in Sivkot Yud Beis in the Hagan Avraham. That's the source. Take a look there. I'm going to get to it here. What does it say there? What's it based upon? It makes a Chiddush Nifla. So it's based on a random receptive base, I believe. Oh. The Ran. It's only around in the Sefer Beta that thinking for that Chavches. What does he say? Why is Rav Shimon? We know Rav Shimon is mad at Mukhtar Machas Nis. Everyone knows that's how we all got it thought. Mukhtar Machas Nis, Rav Shimon is mad. Why? Why? So the Ran says something very remarkable. I would have said, I mean, why? It's Mukhtar. We don't have to ask any why. It's Mukhtar, Mukhtar. We don't have to ask why for. The Ran is different. The Ran says, no. The reason Rav Shimon is mad here. Mukhtar Machas Nis. Is because he denies being with his katzoi, and hocha b'mayas kinon, we decide he's going to use it. Nias means that it's too disgusting to be used. Well, I'm going to use it. And he suggests to Randas that it's only mutter according to Rav Shimon, what we'll call the tzorach gufo, not the tzorach makoma. Because the tzorach gufo involves a mental decision, and he was picking it up in order to use it, so therefore it's mutter. But if you don't want to use it, it's so disgusting that it's something which you never would want to use. You just want to move it to get it out of the way. He suggests, the Ran does, that also even according to Rav Shimon. That's a remarkable Ran. He ties in the question of Mukhtar Machas Nis to the issue of Nigud Eskatzoi. Because Rav Shimon denies Nigud Eskatzoi, that's why it's matter, Mukhtar Machas Nis. Because the minute you want to move it, means you're being nimlach on the Nis guy. So even though it's Nis, you're going to use it anyway. And Taka Machas Makoma would be awesome. So suggested the Ran. So the Kivek is quoting that Ran. That Ran. Oh, that Ran seems to be working with an assumption that. That what? That a person can make a mental decision and change the din on Shabbos. Right? And the fact that he can do so means that. I'm sorry. Until he makes a decision. But what? But if what? Alright. Kivega was trying to prove that what, even before he makes a decision, it's mutter already. Let me see 1 second.
Maybe that's what we
call it. Hold on. Yeah, let me read it. Right. We hold the Torah Makom. Right. Well, the Torah Makom, Italian, the Kol, Shiesh, the Shtamish, Rov, the Chaz, and the Midi, us, and the Torah Makom. Abba Kol, Shiesh, the Metzius, Hefe, the Shtamish, Mutta, the Torah Makom. This is the Rabbi Kivega speaking back in Reish Ayin Tes. Well, hold on, 1 second. Here we go. Let's look at them in the Balamor, the last paragraph of Shabbos. He says, "Dibra Maskel Anor Haisa Behemto." Abu Rav Shimon Aplo Sidik Aktaosu Mikomago came into the Yodol and Salik Aktaosu the Shtamishlo Mutal the Tzorach Mikomo. It's in your hands. It's Mutal the Tzorach Mikomo. Both that Ran I just told you about. 1 second. It sounds like, hold on. The Rav Maskanis is in fact that it's mutlis of makom. Why? Came in the year to yochol levat lachtos l'shtamash bo havimidi dechazilei. That's what the Ram seems to be saying. That's how he interprets the Ram at the end. You shouldn't think, right, I was reading you up, Havamim. But the bottom line is that as long as there's a possibility of being mad with Mutter already, that's where Rebbe Akiva is right. But it says over here, it's cotton, Yud Beis. Yeah, that's how Rebbe Akiva is interpreting. It's really the bottom line, what the evil itself will come. That's a question of how, whether it's Maskonet, it's really also, it's really Mutter. Rebbe Akiva says it's a double and nothing. If it's possible to be immaculate by changing your mind, it's mutter even before you change your mind. That seems to be Rebbe Akiva's maskana. And therefore, if we know for a fact that it's usur before you change your mind, you're going to have the inescapable conclusion, it's also even after you change your mind. That's Rebbe Akiva seems to be making a double on. Okay, there's more to be said, but these are Rebbe Akiva's. Back all three of them, or four of them. Not clear what the maskana is. Yes?
This whole sort of point to
but it's also, if you didn't have this Rebbe Akiva at this point, who makes it so that whenever you're going to change your mind, it's going to be put there before you change your mind, if you don't accept that yourself, which not only ever accepts necessarily, then it's possible to assume that before you change your mind, it'll be awesome. After you change your mind, it'll be put there. That's a possibility. But you're right, I agree, it can't be not everything. There's a possibility of distinguishing between Ochlim and Kalim, another possibility in this regard, in this area. This one makes one quick horror that the Gemara is the parish coast Korah Vashashis, even Rav Shimon agrees with us. So this would be called like a Yortzeit camp. Still, why? So that's the pshat, Rav Shimon and ours agree with Iskat Tzoy, the male. But Rav Shimon is Tabas, we said we stole Grogos and Timukim. That's the Gemara on Shabbos, that's Mem Hei.
No, Gemara
says, Grogos with Timukim, very important Gemara. The Gemara says, thought on that Mem Hei Amin Aleph. Bo'am in Eri Shlokash Rabbi Yochanan, Chitim Shizron Bekarka, Mal, Lufi Rabbi Shimon. Gemara says, Ein Mokzit Rabbi Shimon, Ela Shemin, Shebener, Bishar Shudolik, Hold the Tzva, Hold Kup Tzva, Tzva Sok Tzva Yisur. That's the Gemara of Mem Hei Amin Aleph. The Gemara goes a little bit further. Gemara discusses Patsile Tamra on the Memhamid base. Ein Muxler Shimon El Grogos with Simukim Bilvat. Strange. Two statements on Ein Muxler Shimon El, and they get two different responses. That's a logical contradiction. I think the answer to that question is found in an important. Tabas, we said we still have Grogos and Timukim. That's the Gemara on Shabbos, after Mem Hei.
No, it'll be a Gemara.
Gemara says, Grogos and Timukim, very important Gemara. The Gemara says, start on Mem Hei and Aleph. Bore Menei Rishlokash Rabbi Yochanan, Kitab Shizron Bekarka, Mal, Lufi Rabbi Shimon. Gemara says, Ein Mukhs Rabbi Shimon, Ela Shemin, Shebener, Bishar Shudolik, That's the Gemara that I'm hammering out. The Gemara goes a little bit further. And the Gemara discusses Patsile Tamra on that I'm hammering base. Ein Muxler Shimon El Grogos with Simuka Bulvat. Strange. Two statements about Ein Muxler Shimon El, and they give two different responses. That's a logical contradiction. I think the answer to that question is found in an important Rashi. Rashi has two words for the Gemara. You can't tell if it's mixed into the Dibra Matzah, but it's really not in the Gemara. It's an addition of Rashi. So the Gemara has a Rashi and the Memheim and Aleph. Ein Muxler of Shimon of Rashi B'dover HaRoy Elish B'Shem and Shibiner B'Shar Shudolik and Tanya Leel. So Rashi added two words, B'dover HaRoy. Why did he add those two words? Because B'dover She'en HaRoy at Grogos with Tzimukim. Right? That's exactly the Gemara Shaila. Right? Kitim Shizron the karka. Although you were not hit completely, you would but it's still raw. You could go to the, you could just pick it right out of the earth. Nothing happened to it. Grow was a simulka when you were in the part of the drying process and it's neither here nor there, then a raw. So there's mukta. He doesn't draw back the same kind of zakhia as Grogos and Tzimukim have, it's one different. It's Roy. Put it in the ground, take it right out of the ground. That's what Rashi there is emphasizing the word Dover Harod. Okay, what's Patsile Tamra? What's Patsile Tamra? That's not exactly so clear. So Rashi says, and then Hayim and Beis, are like Rogos and Tzimukim or not? So Rimar says, no, why not? Because Rogos was the Ika Tarti. Tzidachinu biyodayim velo chazu. Tzidachinu biyodayim velo chazu. So what does that mean? You have to have two characteristics. If you're missing either one of them, then it's not Muxer. Chitin Shizron Mekarak is missing the Ena Roy, and Patsili Tamra probably is missing the Dachin of Yadayim. It's not so much Dachli as Grogos with Tzimukim are. The Gemara has a discussion subsequently on the Mehemet Beis about Behemoth. Behemoth with Boris. So over here it's also the last half of the stuff, the Beitzah. What's the status of Behemoth with Boris? What does Rashi say about Behemoth with Boris? This is all of Rashi. Rashi Mehemet Beis. Says Rashi. There's Rashi, one second. Oh, so the Gemara says, Hakan of Shimon Yimoda, if he is, the Makhlaq is 2 days in the Gemara. If he Yimoda, does he not Yimoda? This is the very Rabbi Yehuda, the whole says, the Yimoda, same with the Yimoda, same with the same Gemara is the last Gemara of Masechta Beis. Same, word for word. So Rashi says, and not Deya, the Yimoda, same with that hold it is also, but Boreas Nami Kigrogu is Domi, the Dachinu Biyodayim, the Yesh Torah Lele Ulahavir. What's Rashi getting those 4 words? I think Rashi is barboning Akasha. We just said before, you need two things. What do you need? You need the katarki, the dachin of your dying below chazal. So Rashi, I think, is saying that the fact is, that's the Rashi thing is driving at. That the age Torah, Leilat Laviyam, is the equivalent of below chazal, according to that one day in the Gemara. Three different opinions. For that view, let's consider also the equivalent of Ein Roy. Now, the big question is as follows. If it ain't a roi, yesh torah leilich la'aviyah, but the schlep, but it's not ain't a roi, it's not impossible, it's not completely inaccessible, it's not completely unusable, so why, how can Rashi make this comparison? I think this may depend on the following. The Chazon Ish writes, he thinks klar, that the Grogos and Tzimukim in the Gemara are roi bedochak. Well, the Gemara says it's not so roi, means it's not so roi. But if it's not edible at all, it's like tzroa savon, it's like pebble. It's like the books and apples, it's a garnish. So what's the chazanish and simen abdal tzivkot and vov? Otherwise it's poshut. It's poshut. Oh, so the chazanish is right, I understand very well the comparison to Grogos with Tzibuk to Behemoth with Boreas. When we say in a royal, in a royal, mamish is completely unusable. I mean, it's not so usable. So the same way, if one is not so usable, you can bedocha God will use it. So too, you can bedocha God will get access to Boreas. That's what that is.
Some people do, some people didn't.
Not so clear in Rashi and Beisah. Okay, good. Could be. Could depend on these opinions in the Gemara. Because the halacha lemaisa, when the Mishnah Berurah speaks about brokers with Timur, quotes this halacha. Shulchan Aruch quotes in Simon Shin Yud. So the Mishnah Berurah writes like this: Simon Shin Yud, Sif Cotton Tes. Mishnah Berurah writes: Tomorrow Mishalikutim Kodem Bishulam. Hashem to spend people eka the achol lohakim. Some people do eat it that way. Hashem begrows with tzimukim. Shenichem liyavshem v'nishdal ma'at. Shuv einon ruyin la'achila ad shiyas yavshem. He doesn't say einon ruyin b'tzas. Tzas einon ruyin. Kamat einon ruyin. He says einon ruyin. The simple reading is take the Mishnah with faith that it's not a chadish. As if he's saying that it's absolutely einon ruyin. So it's a question of Pshita.
Good
question. Good question. So it seems to me that this is not going to fit well with the issue of Midbarius. If the Gemara is going to compare Midbarius to growers of Tzimukim, this Mishnah Berurah won't work. This just won't work. So the answer is, as I mentioned before, the different sheetahs in the Gemara about Midbarius, different opinions, Midbarius Sema. Take a look at the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Yontif. Simen Tov Tzadi Ches Siv Kotten Tez Zayin in Hilchos Yontif. There, the question of the Maisa, what's how the Midbarius comes up. So the Mishnah Berurah writes over there. The Chavis, don't forget the Mechav Patek of Yudah Beyontif, right? So you can't be told too much. So then Mr. Brewer writes, will the man be showing books to the young?
Machlokas, who's some of the movement mentioned? Hi, you mentioned Machlokas, we'll get to it later.
How he passed it by Yom Tov, Shimon and Yudah. Mutarin. So Midbarius is also what Evans was. Even a Mibahim of Midbarius. Mutar. V'yesh mishakas to the Chulei Alma Asa. Some said. That's the question. You pass it, Potek, Kitiruz, Kama, Bishas. Right? Right? But the Mishnah Berurah v'Sdama passes that against the Tirutz Kama B'Shas. That's exactly the Machlokes. The Tirutz Kama B'Shas, that it's the way to the Midbarius holds, doesn't mean Eneroi Matash, it's Eneroi Tzas. And you can go get it, I can get the Midbarius. But the Mishnah Berurah is so saying, the passing like the other days, that's his main view, so he holds that to get Rogosh and Simukim, or Enem Ruyin Klau. The question is, the Chazanesh, he has Pshita. His Kasha is Pshita, he has some different Kasha, he has Pshita. So I want to get the following answer. It has to be a Chiddush on both sides. If there's no Kiddush, then they can't. Dvar Pshutim and Atan and Shas. The Kiddush is one of two things. Listen very carefully. The Kiddush, according to the Ran in Shabbos, Achman Hamad Aleph, is that according to Rav Shimon, Rogos or Tzimukim are Asur for Shabbos, even if they became Roy in the middle of the day. Either Rav Shimon denies or normally denies Nigudis Katsoi. Here's an exception. There are a few exceptions. We discussed this before. Kos Korah Ashash is one. But you are mocking yourself for the entirety of Shabbos. Right? So it could be that Grogos with Timukim, according to Ran Shita, is also an exception. You're pushing it aside. It's such a strong Dechiyah B'Yadayim, Rav Shimon admits, concedes to the principle that, as if not that, that I said to you before by Kol Skor, not that you, the Iskatsoi, but you are mocking. And it's your question too. Why do you need some kind of a Haktsoi? Right, this is heritage over here. We apply the principle of Migu did not Migu Diskatsoi, Migu did Hitza. That he was mocked, even though the Grogos of Tzimukim will become Roy in the middle of Shabbos, the Ran writes here on our daf. And hey, Rav Shimon be molded at us, although normally Rav Shimon denies Migu Diskatsoi, here's an exception. Kos Korah Vashar is an exception, is also an exception. That's a Kiddush. It's not Toshit. See in a minute, I'm not Toshit, it is. Not even agreed to. That's the Kiddush of the Gemara, according to the Kiddush. Haka ain't a Roy Klau. The Kiddush is that it's also even after it becomes Roy. You have a Rambam, Chelek, in the Shabbos? I believe. I don't think necessarily. I don't know what to do about Machas Machas school, but I don't know how it normally happens. Or no, normally things are also don't become Roy in Shabbos. But I'm saying that in this particular case, of Grogos with Timukim, which is Enoroi Klal, according to the opinion of the way the Mishnah rule is according to other days, when not that Midbaris would pack up your mutter, right? And that's only a different day, different Lashon from the Gemara. So the question, what I asked the question, the Chadish is cheap, you asked a different question. So, but the rock and the knee, the Chiyah B'Yodah. So I'm answering both questions. The Chiddush is, that, thank you very much. The Chiddush is that remains also for the rest of the day, as the Ran says. And for that, you need that extra dimension of Da'at HaBirah. That's what I wanted to suggest. The Rambam, however, does not seem to agree with any of this. In Perek Chavov, in Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Yud Dalet, this is the Lashon of the Rambam. I'm talking about Grogos with Timu. He says, Ein Shemokos Shemukse B'Shabbos Klal, El HaKol Mufanu, Chutz Migrogos with Timukim, Shememukse. Bizman is the key word. Bizman Shemiyav Shemosa. Hol Masrichos Ben Time and Aruyim Lachila, Harein Asurin B'Shabbos Mishemukse. Ad Kam Lashon HaRambam. The simple reading of the Rambam is it's only usher while it's not roy. While it's not roy. That's how I read it. I have Shimon is Modeh, that means while it's not roy. Then I found later the Ridvan. Looks the road. On the Rishalmi, in Terek Dala, Lachavav, says like me, I said like him, that the Rambam is asked to grow with only during the time that the Mamash unfit. That it became fit in the middle, according to Rav Shimon, it would be permissible. The opposite of the Rambam. No, so we can say, okay, that's the Chiddush. We asked about the Chiddush of Grogos and Tzibukim. Any books of Shimon and Grogos and Tzibukim, so we can explain the Chiddush as only usher at the moment that it has the status of Grogos and Tzibukim. The minute it has the status of completely dried fruit, then it becomes a Mutter B'Shav. It's also a Chiddush, because it's against the Rambam. So one day the Machlokes is the Rambam and the Rambam, so we have to know what's the Chiddush of the Gemara, so each one is saying a Chiddush against the other. That would be the Chiddush. That would be the Chiddush. Now, hold on a minute. There's a big problem in the Shittas of Rambam. Big, big problem. It's against the Mefurish of Gemara, basically. I said that's a pretty big problem. Where's the Gemara that's against the Mefurish? I don't think it's the Masech Shah, I think it's the Masech Beit. But it was Mefurish against the Rambam. On the Chavavam and Beit, we've spoke about it a few times already. The Sug of Yesh Muktzah L'Chatzi Shabbos, or Ein Muktzah, came up with a few Chavurim, that's what Talmidim said, right? Yesh Muktzah L'Chatzi Shabbos, everyone knows Talmidim. It has to be a Tosis called forth, so we had a Tosis in Kirin. Yesh Muktzah L'Chatzi Shabbos means that it became us in the middle of Shabbos, if you'll be with this Gatzoy, it remains us automatically until the end of Shabbos. And Ein means no, only if it's Spanish Shemoshah, so it started in the middle, and when the Eastern went away, so it becomes Muktzah in the middle of Shabbos too. That's the Machlokes, that's a Shaila, that's Machlokes, that's an Ibaya. In the Gemara in the Sefer Beitza, Chav Vav Amid Beis. And what's the Gemara they're talking about? If you look it up, Hechidami. Talking about Grogos V'Tzimukin. That's the whole sugya about Grogos V'Tzimukin. Want to know? Hoy Ocha Manav and the whole sugya on the Gag, Tzimukin, Grogos. That's exactly the sugya, Grogos V'Tzimukin. Zemanach Mefurush. And the whole shout of the Gemara, Beitza Chalom, and Beitza, where the Yesh Mukts, Ein Mukts, Lachatzi, Yashamis, is what? By Grogos and Tzimukim. Where they became unfit when in the middle of Shabbos. What do you see clearly from the Gemara, beyond any doubt? Had it been unfit when Ben Ashmash is kaput? Off in the Gemara against the Rambam. The Gemara was ferocious against the Rambam. And here's another Gemara, the same daf against the Rambam. Another Gemara was ferocious. The Gemara is the following Shaila. Muktzah sheyavesh be'ein ha'bala makirin bo. What's it in, says the Babli? Mutter. Again, talking about Grogos V'Tzimukim. I didn't know that it has to come fit, right? I didn't know. So the din is that it is mutter. What do you see from that? That it's been... I didn't know about what happened on Ben HaShemosh. Let's say it really didn't happen. Let's say it really was unfit Ben HaShemosh. That is quite clear in the Gemara again, that it would be awesome. So the two Gemaras, the same Amma that are against the Rambam, how could the Rambam say, if we read it right, the Ritvaz, that would only be Beit Yamor. It's not Mukh 100%, but the Ritvaz says, Shat Rambam, that it's, and I think that's the word, that's how the word read, it's only us a while it's unfit. But if it becomes fit in the middle of Shabbos, it's Mutter. How can it be it's against the Gemara Mefurish and Beit Chavavim and Beit? Everyone understand the question? I'll tell you what the answer is. I think the answer is found in this very important sefer. It's called the Ein Mishpat. Very important sefer to look at them there sometimes. A Shver Rambam. The Ein Mishpat tells you all the Rambams, right? Always. Rambam, Maimini here, Maimini here, Maimini there. This whole sugya, Chavav Mitbeis, Purim Shulchan Aruch Harachaim Shin Yud Sif Gimel Sif Dalet Sif Hay. Three in a row. No Ram. Ramah said the whole sukkah. Left this whole thing out. Left it out completely. Muktzah L'chatzi HaShabbos. Muktzah Sejavish. She'ein HaBala Makirin Bo. It's not there. They have to look after the whole sukkah. It's not there. The Rambam left it all out. How come? Oh. Yes, yes. The Rambam learned that the entire Gemara in Beit HaChavah the day is going to the Rabbi Yehuda. That's the answer. The whole Gemara is going to the Rabbi Yehuda. Who knows when Yehuda got sawyer, the pilpul, what happens if he didn't know about it, that it really was right? What happens if it's Muktzah L'chatzi HaShabbos and became unfit in the middle of Shabbos? But since we pass the Gemara Shimon, and even Yehuda's concerned about Hashemash, we don't hold from. So what are you pilpuling about Chatzi HaShabbos and Alo Yodavon? Who cares? Even if it was unfit, Ben Hashemash is still going to be with Eskatoi. That's why I left out the whole Gemara. Avad is the Gemara against the Rambam. There are two Gemaras against the Rambam. That's why Rambam left out. He was angry at the Gemara, so left them out. Your Gemara is against me, so I'll leave you out too. That's just a way of presentation. What I'm really saying is, and of course they're against the Rambam. Those who are going to go to Yehuda, I'm a Tatnik of Shimon. He left out those Gemaras completely. Only slight problem I have, he should have made a broader Nilchus Yontif. So the Yontif, he passes at least in some things like a Yehuda. Like there is, that was mentioned last time. I don't know, so we'll get to it soon. How much did he pass like a Yehuda beyond it? But Nilchus Yontif, that's what we did for a good reason. For a good reason. Mela, we understand very well. Rogus, with Tzimukim, Mishra Shinnis Yapshu, Bishab, and some Buddha, going down back to Ritva, said, I think Gemara the Bukhla, that it's us, that's the Kwan to Rabbi Yehuda. We pass like a Shin. One never said that. The Gemara said, "Aloch Yerabu Levami Mukhsa Machas Yisra Kener Shadika Bosa Shabbos." That's not just plain. You know, that could be with a certain combination. But Dachi Yedayim Plus Mukhsa Machas Yisra. That's the statement that all people discuss all the old stuff. I want to just mention in passing, though, I think that this is a very interesting pshat according to the Shitas Rambam. There was a reverse pshat. We live in the Gemara Beit. The Gemara. Who thinks we're not choosing up sides? There are Shimon or Yisra Holiday. I'm saying Chiddush now is going only according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to the Rambam. I found the same from Mara Hakonin on the first Yerushalmi Beis. This is the first Chabur that I said when I was sort of your age, and I was a Talmud in the Kirlel here with Rabbi Aaron Lichtman, Chiddush Lita with Rosh Kirlel. He made a Chabur. So we learned Beis for 1 year, and I was one of the first Chaburus on the Daf Beis, and I said, oh, I discovered this Mara Hakonin. The Mara Hakonin says, that it says like this, that according to the whole Gemara over here, which discusses the issue of Muktzah Sheyavish below Ikiribo, he's not discussing Chatzi Shabbos. Muktzah Sheyavish below Ikiribo, that whole sugya here is going only quantity of Shimon, says the Mara Pun. But according to that view, it's going to be us. I thought he explained to the Yerushalmi. The first Yerushalmi in Beit, so the Beit can open the under. So the Yerushalmi is discussing, wait a minute, but we all, the Gemara has expression. The egg when it came out and told the other really was really Roy Arab Yontif. So what's the problem? Why the book? So he said, you know what? You didn't know about it. How do you know it? You don't know when you're not a prophet. I pressed the Mariah upon him. The Gemara says you didn't know about it. It's Mutter. Hence the Mariah upon him. Machlokes from Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. And the Bab Yerushalmi is going to Yontif like Rabbi Yehuda. So he told him. And the Bab is going to Shabbos like Shimon. That's the whole shtickle turn that Mariah upon him had. So that's exactly the reverse, in one sense, the reverse of our shtickle test. Going to the Rambam, we said the Gemara and the Rechav Lov is going only according to who? According to Rabbi Yehuda. And the Maraponim is the Gemara going only according to Reb Shimon. Half the average Balabas or Kerlon, they'll say going on everybody. It doesn't say anywhere that's limited. What's type of shot? Why should it say about Reb Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda? So here, that's what I said, that's Tabur at the time. The Shilta said, and that's the Rabbi used to emphasize in his own way, as a basic machlokes from Shimon Rav Yehuda, the one course in many different manifestations is, do you need a panas agamra to be sugar to Rav Yehuda Shita? Or is it not the chefs is made in itself, as they used to formulate it? Here's the shayla. It was intrinsically, objectively, it was fit, but you didn't know about it. If it's enough for the chefs to be making itself, we know now that it was making itself, so good enough. But if you require a panas agamra, even though Nebuch, you didn't ordinate because of ignorance. If it's ignorance, it's not going to give you a panas agamra. As I say, for an oinus hutmanish, you know, there's last command of it. You were not made of a kufa say. and therefore going to be the coin that's marathon of Shikul Tara. It's going to be looked even though it's low Kirubo, even though it's Roy below Kirubo. Kondi Rav Shimon will be Mut. That's his Mahalach. And we explain his Mahalach a little bit more. Fine. Good. Let's discuss in the remaining time the topic of Nolan. We already spoke that there's big two fundamental machlokes in Bishim Rav Yehuda. What are they? Chadar again. One is Migu Diskatzoi. And we discussed last time that we passed the Rav Yehuda, at least in the case of Mutz, not the issue of Adachi V'Yadayim. Right? And we mentioned last week, on Monday, there's big machlokes in the Rishonim. If Muktzah Machlokes is below Dachi V'Yadayim, it means that even Rav Yehuda is voted that it's Mutter. Well, no, Rav Yehuda says that it's also, we just don't pass like him and that. That's Machlokes Mishnah in the Rhyme, that's how we quoted it, right, on Monday. Fine, that's Machlokes number one. Machlokes number two is what we just mentioned now. It's Roy Vein HaMuchan. So we have Muktzah Machlokes Mius, which is intrinsically Roy, because people don't want to use it. And you have Tamri the Itzka, the Marat, the Sefer Shabbos, the Spit, because you want to save to set it aside for your business. These kind of things. It's what's called Roy Vein HaMuchan. Fine. Those are the two famous machlokes. The third, which is equally famous, is Nola. Nola, basically, should also be also machlokes. Nola. How do we pass it to this third machlokes? That's what's a little more tricky. Okay. In Muktzah Machlokes Mius, we pass like a Shimon. Muktzah is a Dachi V'Yadayim, we pass like a Yehuda. This is a first Gemara's. What about Nola? Not so clear. The Gemara in basic suggestion of distinction between Shabbos and Yontif. But not every mission passes that. That's the key of the Alma. Many of someone say there's no difference in Shabbos and Yontif. And therefore, which way? Because some say everything is Muktzah. Muktzah is Muktzah, Nola is Muktzah. Others say, no, Nola is also. Bein the Shabbos, Bein the Yontif. It's all this that Chaim mentioned a little bit last time. It's a Machlokes La'alokh in the Pasuk. So let's analyze it a little bit. So in Simon Shin Ches, in Sim Vov, there's a discussion of Shivrei Kalim. Who spoke about Shivrei Kalim? Just recently. Comments about Shivrei Kalim. The whole Tupul, the Mogan Avraham with the Taz, right? That's the whole issue. Right? And that's it. That's it. The Bir Halacha quotes it over there. Machab says, "Kol hakelim shen Ishbru afilu b'Shabbos mutl l'tavla l'shirem avachi uroyam l'shum malacha." Says the Bialach Kosev of Magen Avraham that in tough tali hey yesh omer the nolad osur b'Shabbos. This is today, as I just mentioned before. That is this is the distinction between Shabbos and Yontif, between Muktzah and Nolad. So according to that opinion, so the inan shen Ishbru b'Shabbos sheroyam l'achar rishon adavka. The Taz disagrees. Quotes is not close, frankly, but he quotes his view as a legitimate point of view of Allah. That all know that it's Asur B'Shabbos. Not only Asur, even B'Shabbos. Quotes his opinion. Fine. But our Kolpon, if we pass in the Nolad, but the B'Shabbos, that's how the Magen Avraham, at least according to the Magen Avraham, it's clear that the Shulchan Aruch has been mad at Nolad B'Shabbos. Because he said, according to the old Nolad B'Shabbos, it's Asur B'Shabbos. How it's mad there is. Clearly, the Magen Avraham at least is assuming that the Machab is mad at Nolad B'Shabbos. But so too, in the same Simon Shin Ches, Siv, Chav Zayin. They were talking about Atzamos Shiruim Lamachal Behema. There the din is the Mechaber's Matarit, and the Sharetzi and Tzadik Gimel says that look, according to those parts of Lamachal and Tov Tzadik Hei Sivdalet Linyan Nolev is Yesh Lachamer Zayin. Same story. So the Mechaber's consistent with Mechaber Nolev, according to the Voyesh Omer and Tov Tzadik Hei Asad Nolev is also going to be us. Fine. So let's take a look for a minute. In this famous Tough Tadi, hey, what's it say there? Everyone keeps making reference to it. What does it say exactly? Hilchos Yontif. But it clearly has relevance to Shabbos as well. So the Mechaber starts off with one line. Muktzah al pi shem mutter b'Shabbos hefenir bo b'Yontif asaru. Boom. What's the Gemara base? That base? Says the Ramo, yesh matirid muktzah filo b'Yontif. Avol nolad osel adivrayam afilo b'Shabbos. That's the other opinion. Don't say that the Mechaber has one opinion. From all the other opinions. That's the Mishnah Brewers have caught your Zion. How do we pass an Allah? How do you make sense of all this? Says the Mishnah Brewer the Maisa like this. Kotzvach wrong. The Shabbos we pass that Nola is Mutter. Yontif Ein Lahatir Nola. Kind of a speck of the Chumrah the Mishnah Brewer passed. Some say that Nola is also even B'Shabbos. Some say that Yontif even books as us. So we reject both of those, the Meisim. But if you have a combination of both Chumras, it's what? It's Nola. The Yontif, then you have to go to Chumras. That's the Psalm of the Mishnah Brewer in Tzani Hei, Siv Kotan, Yud Zayin. said the Magen Avraham right there, Sifkot Tes, Tav Sarihei Sifkot Tes, Muktzu Machmas Isur. Even though on Shabbos we paskin it's mutter by Lo Dachi V'Yodayim, the Chabbos is the Shin Yud Ches Sin Beit, we looked last week, last time, at Cholder, right? Shabbos the Cholder, the Shabbos mutter the Bari, the whole story, right? We paskin it's mutter. But on Yontif we paskin it's us. Hear about? Yontif, the Magen Avraham, the Tav Sarihei Sifkot Tes, Yontif Muktzu Machmas Isur Lo Dachi V'Yodayim is us. Question is why? Why? So you could say Balabatish. That he means, well, again, it's fear of Achumris. Because there is one point of view that which is against the Machab. But there is a point of view which maintains the Vilna Gaon Kotvis, the Kotvin Dalit, Shinyat Ches. There is a point of view which maintains, which is passed in the Chumra, even on Shabbos, by Muktzu Machmas Isur, even by Lo Dachi of Yadayim. So you can have again, it's fear of Achumris. Some ask all books of the young, and some ask the Muktzu Machmas Isur, Lo Dachi of Yadayim, even on Shabbos. That could be, but it's a shmer of shock, because that never made the cup that she did. The girl found it somewhere, but never made it to the Mechav and Ramo, and the Mechav doesn't really pass them like that, even the suffering. Hard to say that shock. I have a different shock. This is my shock. My shock is false. The Mechav and Ramo study is so good. What is the Machlokas by Nolot? What are they fighting about? Nolot is a false. Nolot ultimately turns the definition. I think not only the Mechaba asks the Nolot Gomer B'Shabbos, but the Ramo too. The question how you define Nolot Gomer. The Ramo says in Simen Shin Yud Ches, Siv Ten Zayin, quoted on Evernote about this one, if you have a solid which melts into a liquid, the Mechaba was master it, and the Ramo says, Yesh Machmir, V'Nogu L'Hachmir, B'Shalom Mokam HaTzorah. What's wrong with it? What happened? Where did it come from? How can the Ramo be Ma'asim, B'Shit of Mishnah Brukh, and Mishnah Nolot? I would pass the Nolot as mutter. What's the answer? Presumably, although no one's right to the parish, but I think that's the only thing I can say. This might be from a change of state, from a solid state to a liquid state, would be considered a change of state. If you know the government, the same as from a gas to a liquid. If it's solid to a liquid, a gas to a change of physical state. It's considered Nolot Gomer, according to Shita Sarama. Okay, so with this week, we have a scene. In Yom Kippur, much more to be said, but we're not going to say it. So, Mitzvah Shem on Monday, we're still looking for a volunteer, but we'll start in Yom Kippur. I'd like some volunteers, maybe Dava Mincha, in 2 minutes, 12:35 in Dava Mincha. Fly out later, okay?
Usually, Rabbi Hirsch is
coming down here. Okay, that's too late.